Well, we're about a minute away now from some live music. We're actually setting up the group. I'm going with Musu Halpa. Am I close? Musu Halpa? We'll have them correct me or make sure that the pronunciation is correct. Andy's saying I'm right. We'll be hearing some Peruvian music. Music from the Andes. The Monroeville Convention Center is the site of the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, which begins this coming Friday through Sunday, May 18th through 20th. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there on May 18th for our annual day for area schools to come and do a speedy tour of many nationalities that will be on exhibit with food and wares and cultural artifacts on Friday, May 18th. If you're a fan of Dizzy Gillespie and if you're a fan of jazz on trumpet, I think you'll like this album. It's called Dear Diz. Every day I think of you. I mentioned it a little earlier this morning too. Arturo Santoval, the name of the trumpet player. Now we are going to introduce to you some music from the Andes. I'll be out to talk with them in just a few moments. This is Musu Halpa. Saturday Light Brigade, and there's a theme you'll probably have in your head for the rest of the day. Now, hello, Victor. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? I remember our interview that we had a year ago.
Absolutely, and it's so nice to have you back, and I should mention I feel
like we've spent a lot of time together this week because Victor also was kind enough to be part of an oral history project we're doing with fifth graders at Winchester Thurston School. Right. And each of those fifth graders that interviewed you wrote a reflection about what it was like to speak with you, and I recorded their reflections this week. So I heard a lot of great testimonies to Victor Beltran.
Thank you. It was a nice experience to have this interview with five students, you know, in the Winchester and smart kids.
Yeah, and their fifth graders had a lot of good questions to ask you. Can you introduce the band?
Sure. The band is called Musohalpa, and we are five members of the group. And I will introduce first the ladies. It's Janet Schubert. She's from Germany, and she plays all the percussion instrument, and she's a vocalist. And we have here Socrates Carrasco. He played the guitar. And we have here Carmen Alicia Martinez. She's from Colombia. She played the small instrument that is called the charango. And Roger Day, he's the American from Pittsburgh, and he played the tuba.
Yes, Roger plays lots of tuba in lots of different configurations. And,
you noticed that.
Yes. Today he's playing the sit-down tuba today, but I am very curious. It's Socrates?
Carmen.
Oh, Carmen, I'm sorry. Okay. It's hard for me to tell everybody apart, but Carmen, tell me about the instrument that you're playing, because it's strung like a mandolin, but there are 10 strings.
Yes, this is, it's called charango. And you're right, the mandolin was the first instrument, and this is derived from the mandolin. And when the Spaniards came to America, they brought the mandolin, and then the local people started to transform and modify the instrument and build with their own resources. And you see the shape of this instrument is very interesting because it resembles an armadillo, and they use armadillo shells to build these instruments at the beginning. But now they don't do it anymore. This is made out of wood, but...
No armadillos were harmed.
And it has a very distinctive... You know? Sound. Yes.
That is a nice sound.
It has a nice color, this the sound of this instrument. I love it. Victor taught me how to play it.
Now, have you been in the United States long now? Were you born here?
No. I'm from Colombia, but I've been in this country for many years now.
Well, terrific. Well, welcome. And Victor, you're playing this series of flutes here.
Yes. That flute is called the sicus in Aymara language. In the Spanish, we call it zampoña. And it's a pampas. And I have seven pipes in the bottom and eight in the top. And this instrument is the same instrument that the Inca was playing 500 years ago. So it was not modified, so we are still playing music. As you see, for example, all the string instruments here come from Europe through the Spanish. And all the wind instruments that we play here are coming from the Incas. So our music right now in Latin America, and especially in the Andes area, is the mixture of these two worlds, the Incas and the Spanish.
Now, the tuba is here. Are there origins in Peru or the Andes? It's certainly a nice bass accompaniment.
Right. We're using metal bands in the Andes when they, mostly in the south, in Bolivia, is a brass or bands that play typical music. And one of the instruments that play in the brass area in Bolivia is exactly one of the tuba. And then we're trying to incorporate that instrument in our band. And Roger making a wonderful, wonderful job with that, and he is one on our best musician that we have it in the band.
Yeah. You want to rebut that, do you?
I sure do. This whole crew is fantastic. Really, really fun to play with all the time. And the music, these songs really touch the soul deeply. You know, there's something very mysterious, something cool and misty about them that I really love.
Yeah, they they do run very deep as you listen. And why don't we listen to another? Can you tell us the name of the song you just played and then the one that you are about to play next?
Yeah, the first song is a well-known song from Chile. It's a group in Inti Illimani, but it's Caballo de Madera. It's a wooden horse. A horse.
Wooden
yeah.
Horse.
Yeah. It's a song that was popular in the 90s in all Latin America, so we just play today here.
Okay, once again, and the song you're about to play?
Yeah, we are going to perform the next song. It's called Raza. You know, that just mean it's our identity.
Our identity. Once again, it's such a pleasure. Now, let me make sure, how did I do with the pronunciation of the group's name? You're calling yourselves?
Oh, we call Musuhalpa.
Musuhalpa.
Yeah, it means native land. We name a beautiful land.
Musuhalpa. And here they are, once again, at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Saturday Light Brigade with Musuhalpa, and more music coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. High today, 70 degrees, mostly sunny, a pretty day. And tonight, sunset will be just after about 8:50 or so, and the low will be 51 degrees. Tomorrow for Mother's Day, there's a 40% chance of rain and the high around 75 degrees or so. Currently, it's in the upper 40s, low 50s around our listening area. I was trying to do, I left my weather forecast at the other studio, but I think I was faithful. This time of year, it's pretty easy to remember it. It's not too complex. This music is just so, it's relaxing and energizing at the same time is the best way I would put it. I think I need to come to our percussion player and just say hello. Can you describe, and it's nice to meet you, by the way. Let me be sure I have, it's Jeanette Schubert.
Jeanette Schubert, mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, nice to be here.
Now, Victor mentioned you're from Germany, and here you are playing music of the Andes. Can you explain the cultural connection?
Yes, well, Alps, Andes, Appalachia, we're all connected, right? No, but when I grew up in Germany, oftentimes, I'm from Hamburg, big city. In the summer, since, you know, south of the equator, it's the other time zone, so a lot of musicians from the Andean countries when it's winter there, come in the summer to big European countries to play this music, basically on the streets, and that's how I got introduced to it, and I fell in love with it.
Interesting. I never would have thought about that. So it's sort of a natural migration as birds go from one part of the country to another. Musicians can also migrate. Now, have you been in the United States for many years?
Mm-hmm. Over 20 years now. Yeah.
What brought you here?
Oh, it was work and a little bit of romance. But then I just basically stayed here, and I was so lucky to meet people who played the music I loved, and I was invited to play with them for the last 20 years or so, and I really enjoyed.
You know, Pittsburgh, with the 55th International Folk Festival, we've always been a city that's had so much international life. And sometimes I regret the melting pot approach, which our country had in its earlier years. And I think the quilt approach, where we really remember the roots, the very specific roots of different cultures that make up our community, is a little bit more fun because we get to really get some authentic sounds. And it's nice to sort of see the pendulum swinging the other way, from what I can tell at least. And if you have been thinking that there isn't much international life in Western Pennsylvania, or that we are a less cosmopolitan area than some, you're right in some cases, but less does not mean zero. And when you go to the Pittsburgh International Folk Festival this coming Friday through Sunday, you'll see 30-some cultures represented. And this isn't as if it's a roving band of people that go from city to city. These are real Pittsburghers and southwestern Pennsylvania people that are celebrating heritage with you and daily life. So we hope you'll be a part of that. There will be, Victor, I'm not sure what you have planned. Is there a booth representing Peru?
Yes, and for the fall festival is Latin American Cultural Union, which is called LACU. He is going to present a booth of food that is going to be exactly from Colombia. Not exactly from Peru, but it's going to be from Colombia, and they are going to have that wonderful food from Colombia. That is part of the Andes, too. It's one of the countries that is in our region of the Andes. And we are going to have another booth for handcraft. If somebody wants to buy ponchos or dressing, you know, from the Andes and nice jewelry, so you have the opportunity to buy original, you know, handcraft from Peru.
And the Latin American Cultural Union, Brent, has done just a wonderful job of building more community in this area, hasn't he?
Yes, exactly. And I'm so proud that I'm one of the founders about 24 years ago. So it's a really wonderful institution. It's still, you know, working hard in our peaceful community in order to just bring folk music, art and dancing, you know, for different countries in Latin America.
That was the voice of Victor Beltran, and we're presenting music in honor of the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, and such a pleasure to have the group with us. They are Musuhalpa, and they have another selection coming up.
Yes, we have another song. It's from Bolivia. It's called Flor Hermosa, beautiful flower.
Once again, our pleasure to welcome Musuhalpa.
For Musahapa, and that made me want to march. I was that was just lovely. I really enjoyed it. Now, is that a traditional song going back many years?
It is, and it's a little older, like the another one. It's from 1980s, and it was very popular in the south of Bolivia, where they can sing, you know, and play this music with different zampoñas and bands.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting you to sing, and when you burst out into the song, I think you may have seen me, Victor. It just put the biggest grin on my face. It sounds wonderful in this, you know, we're in an echoey, cavernous room here, and it just sounded swell as it filled. You know, you have five people filling a room of... gosh, I don't know, 10,000, not that many square feet, but a large room, and it's just a tremendous thing. I didn't have a chance to talk to our guitarist, who it's Socrates.
Socrates Carrasco.
And that's a name we've heard before,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So let me, it really gives me some very interesting thoughts about how to question you, which I won't do. But could you just tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be part of the group?
Sure. My name, Socrates, I don't know. My dad's a teacher. He was a teacher. Probably he was reading something that night that I was conceived, and he said, this is Socrates.
If he was a warrior, he might have named you Hercules.
Yeah. I'm from Ecuador, and I've been playing the guitar for 40 years.
And for how many years?
40.
40. Okay, I thought you said four for a minute, and I was going to say, my goodness. But you look younger than 40. You must have started pretty young.
Yes, I did. And I moved to Pittsburgh, and I found this beautiful group here, Musahapa. And they opened their arms to me. And since that day, I've been loving it to play with them, and loving the city, Pittsburgh.
I'm glad. How long has it been that you've been in the city?
In Pittsburgh since 2005.
And what brought you here?
My wife. My wife is from here. We met in Ecuador. She was a Peace Corps volunteer, and that's how we met. And now we're here.
Yeah, we'd send out all these Pittsburghers to bring back people. You know, it was romance for you, right? And I wanted to ask you about the drum, too. What is this drum? I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's about 18 inches tall with maybe a 14 inch diameter head. Can you explain a little bit about what this is?
Yeah, it's called a bombo, and it also is a pre-Columbian instrument. They used to make it out of hollow tree trunks with a skin, animal skin on the top and bottom, and then strung up on the sides. Very similar to the old, you know, little army marching band drums that they had in the, and
yeah, it looks like a tall snare that you would see.
It's very light. It's made out of wood now, and you have the deer skin up here. I mean, the animal skin, and it can be tuned with these. You can play the rim or the, you know, from both sides, and it's fairly light to carry around.
And the tension of the heads is adjusted by a rope system that sort of holds the heads to the top of the drum. Mm-hmm. That's a really neat instrument, and it's made in Peru. It sounds very nice, and you've got this sort of lamb wool around the rim of the head.
It wore off, and it was already fixed here once, as you can see, so you can put new patches of leather on it. It doesn't sound perfect anymore. It needs a little tuning, but...
Well, that's what you say. We don't know any better, it sounds, huh?
Sorry.
This is radio. It's beautiful. It's glorious. It's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the drummer, Jeanette Schubert, who is here. And I think we have two more, or just one more left. Gosh, it's gone quickly. This will be our last chance to talk. I've hardly said hello to Roger at all. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, but I keep my standards low, and that way I always meet them.
Well, that explains... I was going to say that explains the tuba, but I meant totally in range, not in class of instrument. But Roger's been playing. I know you were out at the Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land event, I think, right? Oh, did you miss it?
I went to Ann Feeney's house later on, though, and got a chance to play. So that was fun.
Roger plays with a lot of groups around town from time to time. Now, Victor, will your group be out playing in addition to the folk festival? Are you playing at the folk festival?
Yeah, we are playing on Friday, 18, at 5 o'clock in the folk festival, and we play Saturday, 19, at 4 o'clock in the folk festival, too.
Excellent. And if folks, I don't know if, do you get a chance to play many events or parties? If folks wanted to reach you, are you available to do that sort of thing?
We can play any kind of event. It is some really are interesting in our group music for any event that you're looking for. You can reach us at 412-680-4235.
412-680-4235. Very good. Well, Musuhapa, thank you for being with us. This has been such a treat to be able to have you with us today. And what would you like to finish up with?
The last song that we play is a very well-known song in Latin America. It's called The Condor Pasa.
Ah, you'll recognize this, I think, even if you don't yet. Once again, thank you to each of you, the five representatives today from Musuhapa.
A big thank you again to Musu Halpa. What a terrific performance they put in for us today. Live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. And we're appreciative of their support of what we do here on Saturday mornings. The Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, and a state agency funded by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Well, coming up, we have a request that Norm wrote in for just a few moments ago, for a pretty song from Priscilla Herdman. Thanks again to Musu Halpa.